Well, it's that season already. It seems like it's always that season, election season, that is. And that means it's time to brush up on the Hatch Act. Now, this 1939 law prohibits certain federal employees from engaging in a lot of forms of political activity. How does it apply to you? Does it apply to you? In this week's Legal Loop, I spoke to Deborah Roth, a partner at the law firm Shaw Bransford & Roth, who specializes in federal employment issues. She described how to stay out of trouble at work during an election season.
It is the Hatch Act that governs the federal employee right or lack of right to engage in political campaigning, run for office. The Hatch Act was passed in 1939. It's had multiple amendments, and you can read a really nice question and answer on OSC's website. They have jurisdiction over the Hatch Act. They're the ones who can prosecute you. But essentially, there's three categories of employees that are governed by the Hatch Act. And so if you're a regular federal employee, competitive service in most agencies, there are some restrictions on your political campaigning. If you're in a group of agencies that comprise the intelligence agencies and the main law enforcement agencies, such as the FBI, then your activities are far more restricted than the rest of the executive branch. And of course, the Hatch Act applies only to the executive branch group of federal employees. So for the least restricted employees, they can engage in some political campaigning. I want to make the point that none of that can occur on duty. None. Absolutely none. On duty includes being at your desk, accessing your personal email accounts, your personal Facebook accounts. You're on duty. You're in a government workspace. So once you enter government premises, any activity for a political campaign must cease. Off duty, most federal employees can engage in some. There are restrictions on the kind of fundraising they can do in a partisan election. They should go on OSC's website. And they can run in a nonpartisan election, nonpartisan. They cannot run an election where there's political affiliation and partisan politics. For those employees who are in the intelligence agencies, NSA, CIA, DIA, and the FBI, all of FBI for law enforcement, in those agencies, they're very restricted. Obviously, they can register to vote. They can vote, but besides that, most of their activity that they would engage in as a private citizen is restricted.
And what are some of the most common mistakes that people make and get into real trouble with respect to the campaign season and Hatch Act?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you see mistakes recently, Tom, in the last few years, it's hard to call them a mistake. They're usually quite intentional. They're intentional behavior in contradiction to the Hatch Act. So there's that category of behavior. And you'll see, if you go on OSC's website, they talk about two cases they recently brought against two federal employees who were notified by OSC, by the agency, that the activity they were engaging in one case, it was an employee of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers who was running in a partisan election for sheriff in a county in Arkansas. And he was told repeatedly that it was prohibited by federal law, the Hatch Act. He did it anyway. And so OSC brought a complaint against him, and he was fired. So when you say mistake, well, you see a host of cases in this category where their intent, they're on notice, you can't do it, and they do it anyway. And obviously, you know, there's an explanation why they're doing it anyway, and it's probably because, you know, they disagree with the law, they think their rights under the First Amendment are being compromised. All of that, all of those challenges to the Hatch Act have hit the Supreme Court, adjudicated in favor of the statute. Then what we saw with the advent of, you know, a lot of electronic communication, the development of electronic communication inside the workplace and accessing your own personal accounts, there was a period of time where you saw sort of the innocent mistake. Like, oh, I'm on my personal email, but I'm sitting at my desk in a government building, but it's my personal email, and I'm sending emails to invite people to a political fundraiser. And so that line in the workplace, federal employees misperceived. And so there were those honest mistakes. I think that after a lot of litigation that I was engaged in a few years ago and a lot of educational outreach, I think most federal workers know that under the Hatch Act, it doesn't matter whether you're on a government email account or your own private email account or your Facebook account or your Twitter account, if you walk in the front doors of a federal building, there's no campaigning. And that means no buttons. Remember the old days, Tom? You know, campaigning was the button.
Sure.
Today, it's, you know, Facebook and Twitter. It's this electronic communication.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth. She's a partner at the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And what do we know about the trends in terms of numbers of cases? Because it seems like there's a couple of celebrated cases every year, people fundraising, that you see that a lot, or soliciting other employees for the purposes of a particular candidate. But it seems to be a steady state every election season.
You know, it does. It really does. But I really have to commend OSC. Anna Galinda Marone has run the Hatch Act program over there for as long as I can remember. She does a fantastic job. I've seen her in action educating the workforce on the Hatch Act. They have a process at OSC. You can go on their website and put in a question about, look, I want to do this. Can I do it? And they will answer your question. And when they learn about your activity through a third-party source, they will contact you before they try to bring administrative charges against you. They will contact you, they will educate you, and they will try to, you know, get you to reach an understanding about the limits of your political activity. So they run a really great program over there. But, Tom, you know, there's 1.9 million federal workers in the executive branch, excluding the Postal Service. You add the Postal Service in, you know, you climb well into the mid-2 millions. That's a lot of people, a lot of people to educate. And so you have that category, particularly during election season, you know, when there's a general election. Of course, there's a congressional election associated with it. But a lot of state and local communities hold their election cycle with the general election. So there's just a lot more political activity during that time period. And you're just going to capture more people who want to engage in political activity and may feel disconnected from understanding, knowing about the existence of the Hatch Act. So you're right. You know, every campaign season, particularly in the general election, the four-year cycle, you do see an upswing in it. And I'm sure OSC is gearing up for it.
And if you're a supervisor, you probably have to be careful about the kinds of things you say and react to. Like, you can't say, you know, that Hoover's an SOB, or I don't like Roosevelt, or this kind of thing. You've got to be careful in your comportment, too. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think you're allowed to have a political opinion, but if it comes across as advocating about who to vote for in an open election, you're going to run a problem. So conversations in the workplace that are going to start happening in primary season, you know, debating who to vote for in the primary, and then once you get past primaries into the general election, you know, most federal workplaces, it's just taboo. They know not to have those conversations because you don't want to be misperceived that you're campaigning in the office. And I remember seeing a few of those cases, Tom, in the last general election cycle. One comes to mind where a supervisor was emailing, you know, employees of his, probably in a collegial way, about his own political views, because the election was very hotly contested in the general election. Americans are starting to have very strong views. This is not a revelation. Most Americans know that the debate between Democrats and Republicans is just hardened, mean-spirited, and intense. And so it came across where he was talking about his own political views about the candidates. The people felt pressured. They viewed it as being pressured to vote a certain way in the election. And so, you know, my advice is don't have those conversations at all. You know, any discussions about which candidate you prefer, you know, views about the candidates, any of those discussions, the best thing to do is just not to have them in the workplace. And then you can't be misperceived.